Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome.
We are your hosts, Niza
and Frosty.
Welcome to episode 17. Woo! There's no Anna.
There's no Anna today. Anna is going to be on hiatus for probably the next couple of episodes.
And she's not sick or...
Dead. Doesn't exist. She's just not going to be here for a while.
Due to life.
Life happens, you know. We don't hold it against her too much.
And we understand.
Yes, we understand.
This time.
All the time.
All the time.
Let's be honest here. Okay. All the time.
We still love you, Anna, even though you don't listen to our show.
That's right. I think she's one of the only people who does not listen to our show.
Anyway, let's talk about our previous episode. Now, on our previous episode, if you haven't checked it out yet, we did interview the amazing Salve. And honestly, I gotta say that I was... still fangirling.
We were fangirling pretty hard on that. I was quieter than usual.
You were very quiet.
I didn't know what to say.
She has like a tiny crush on Salve.
It's not tiny, it's huge.
But the interview, we did have a really great time.
Yeah, we did.
Salve was a very chill, very cool, fun guy to talk to. Speaking of Salve, he is going to be dropping an album fairly soon. And each week he'll be...
Dropping tracks for said album.
That we will be very excited to review.
And then we have him on again once the album does come out for hopefully another interview and maybe another game of Would You Rather.
Or a different game. Never have I ever.
That might be fun.
Another thing that I wanted to mention was that he did... put out a new English cover for Bobby's Hole Up.
Yeah, and Niza kind of blew up my phone.
I did. I was still fangirling over that. I was still in the midst of fangirling about the interview. And then, you know, Salve just came out with, you know, one of my biggest biases, Bobby.
Yeah, I saw the teaser for that. Before it came out, like, the full one. And then I was just like, oh, fuck. Once the real one drops, Knees is gonna blow up my phone. Yeah. And then it happened, and she did.
I couldn't for a little bit. I just couldn't. I was like, really? Are you serious,
though? Is this for real?
Are you serious, though? Yeah. So, I was fairly excited about that. If you guys haven't checked it out already, go on to his YouTube channel, Salve and Family. Or you can, you know, add him on Twitter via Salve Macnay. During this time, we're going to go ahead and do some shout-outs. Now, first, I do want to mention some of our future collaboration works that are going to be happening. Tomorrow, I will be on Fighting Radio's episode 38, which is a K-pop fan radio show. So if you want to check me out on there, you can just... follow Fighting Radio. That's HWAITINGRADIO. The host is Amber, and she's really cool. Another collaboration that we're trying to work on, or is in the works, is for me and Frosty to be on the hashtag Blackout podcast show.
So, definitely love those guys. Yeah. And we've been, you know, talking with them back and forth regarding K-pop and baby metal, so... pretty cool. We think we've converted them.
I did drop a Snoop Dogg and, you know, Psy video.
Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a bag of memory over and over.
Hangover.
Another one that I wanted to mention was that Frosty, myself, and Anna will be joining our YouTube friends, Musesque, in a game of Mafia on their channel. I think we're going down there in, like, October 9th?
Yeah.
So we'll be down with Musesque on October 9th playing Mafia, hopefully, or doing K-pop challenges, whatever they want us to do during that time, with a couple of other friends. hopefully, if you guys remember Dabina from our earlier episodes as one of our guests, she'll be joining us. And maybe even we're going to try to get Jay Like Jay to come with us.
And his buddy Estrus.
Yeah. So if you guys have been following us since the beginning of the show, Jay Like Jay is a friend of ours who is a recording artist. And hopefully he will also be joining us on the YouTube channel to play Mafia. And I'm really excited for that game because I've watched other channels doing it. I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah, you made me watch that one group play it the other night. And then I was just like, I want to play now. Yes. We need like a lot of people to do it.
We need a bunch of people. So we're trying to get a big group of people to play with us.
Big group of people to play with us.
You so dirty. You're so dirty.
I'm sorry. Not sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
So our shout-outs that we're going to go ahead and give, of course, Jason Cox from the Cox News Podcast. It's your turn.
Yeah, I want to give a special shout-out to Jason because he is the only one who mentioned the fact that Niza and Anna threw me out on last week's episode.
Yeah, Frosty, you know, found her way home.
Yeah, I took a lift, but I thought I was getting a lift from Niza. But luckily it's fast, easy, cheap, and affordable, and I have the potential to save up to $50 on my next trip. So, yay. Thank you, Niza, for that. I used our code, The Horror Club. THEHARACLUB. And I got home.
You're very welcome, Frosty.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. I love you.
I love you, too.
We want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Mike Siebert, who said that we were one of his top interactors on Twitter.
So thank you for that, and let's keep up that wonderful interaction. Let's keep it going. So I want to give another shout-out to Mr. St. Christopher, who said he loved us. Thank you. We love you too. Want to give a shout out to Podshe, who gave us a shout out for International Podcast Day. So thank you. And we will keep up the great work, and we hope that you do as well.
Podern Family also celebrated Podcast Day. Shout out to the Podern Family. Woo.
And then shout out to Justin Ruff, who checked out our show.
Shout out to our newer friends, Coda. I said that weird.
Coda.
Coda. Shout out to Coda from Coda's Life. He is a YouTuber who does K-pop reactions, MV reactions. And sometimes he does, you know, try stuff, which I thought his spicy noodle challenge was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I was watching that with you. I thought it was pretty funny, too.
His faces in there were just funny. Another shout out to one of our newer friends is JoJo
from Periscope.
Me and Frosty realized that we should try to spread the word of our podcast. So we've been trying to go live on Twitter. And when you try to go live on Twitter, you have to use Periscope. Well, unfortunately, it hasn't been the greatest. We did touch base with Tom from Jake and Tom Conquer. That was pretty cool. But he was only nice there for like a second. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah. We were like, oh, it's Jake and Tom. It's like, which one are you, Jake or Tom?
And he's then like, Tom. And then he was Tom. Gone.
And then he disappeared, and we didn't hear from him again.
So shout out to Jake and
Tom. Shout out to Jake and Tom. Tom the Vanishing Tom.
Anyway, so we're trying that. We're just trying to, you know, make more friends, be more sociable. Mm-hmm. And we are also now on the Amino app for you K-pop fans. You can follow us on Amino, which is really just for the K-pop fan community and K-poppers. It's actually pretty cool, and hopefully I get a little bit better at handling it, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Not to diss on, you know, like, some K-pop fans, because, I mean, the ones who listen to us are obviously a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
But Amino does seem to have a lot of the 11-year-old K-pop fans on tweens. There. The tweens. And it's kind of funny to walk through that when you're a Nuna and they call you Ajima.
All the problems of being older. But hopefully Amino will give us some more K-pop followers.
We are primarily a K-pop podcast.
Which, by the way, let's go ahead and get into... It's K-pop time. Bing, bing. K-pop music time, which I am super excited for because unfortunately, even though Anna was also super excited on last episode, we're gonna be reviewing GOT7 Hard Carry on this episode today. I am super excited. Okay, so on Amino, I had gone on there and tested out how to make a poll, and I had asked, you know, K-pop fans which comeback, you know, which out of three MVs, I picked Infinite, The Eye, 2PM Promise, or Hard Carry with GOT7, which of the three was the better comeback MV for September, and majority of the votes said GOT7.
We're pretty stoked to see this one.
I'm pretty stoked
to see Yeogyeom. I haven't seen him in a while.
I don't know if I can breathe after I see JB. I'm losing my breath. Here we go. Oh my god, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome to my world, let's do this. It's your chance to get up, I'm sorry. 어디 가도 분위기가 higher. 비행기 밖은 너무 시끄러워, quiet. 남부는 everybody knows it. 하지만 아직 배불러 hungry. 어떤 일을 do? 기축지 않아, ooh. 이거는 단어로 뼈여배기. 나 한 방 뜨면 게임 다 정리돼. 원하는 거 전부 다 갖게 돼. 물 타는 법을 알아, 난 오늘도 할 일에. How to carry hair. Let's fly again, fly again, fly again. I got this right. 내일 일은 걱정 마. 오늘은 내가 오직 널. How to carry hair. Hard carry hair.
Oh my goodness. Jackson, though. No, Jackson. No! Why did you just do that? Why did you flash us your abs?
Look at Bam Bam. Oh, he's an goodness. Adult now. He is a grown-up man now.
Woo! Oh, God.
Oh, my.
JB. I need my inhaler. I'm crying.
Don't cry. What is it?
No, that's shitty.
What is up with all my biases wearing fringe? Why? Minnow was wearing fringe with that Bobby one, too. What's no, baby. Who told you fringe was good? Okay. No, baby, no.
It looking so good.
Look at Young Jay. That bird is showing him no love.
That bird's like, no.
He's like, come into my hand, please. And that bird is like, fuck you. Fuck no. Your hand.
Where's Jackson? Whoa, why did that hit me in the feels so hard? Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cool.
Yes, more.
Oh.
More yes. More.
I'm gonna have to watch that again and again and again. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was good.
I think those Amino members really weren't joking.
This is definitely the best comeback video.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved 2PM's. 2PM's did do something for me.
This is what I wanted, though.
But this is what I wanted.
This is what I was waiting for.
This is what I wanted. This is what I needed.
How is BTS going to do it?
I think BTS could do it. But right now, GOT7's got
oh,
it.
Oh, man. GOT7's back, y'all.
Yeogyeom just needs to lose that fringe, and then we're good here.
Actually, the fringe wasn't even that bad because it wasn't like a white shirt like Minnow was wearing in his collab with Bobby.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of fringe at all, so
I didn't even notice the fringe until you pointed it out, but I was...
Well, I pay attention to my bias. So if my bias is wearing something bad, I'm like, boo, what are you doing? Take it off.
I'm telling you what Jackson... Oh, Jackson.
What Jackson, man.
Jackson,
and then,
though.
And Bam Bam.
Why are you always wrecking me?
And Bam Bam, though.
I'm only for JB.
Bam Bam, though. Bam Bam's turning into a man.
Junior
was already doing that for me.
Yeah, in
like,
Fly.
In Fly. Yeah, I was already, like, digging on Junior a bit when we saw Fly, but,
Man.
They're all just grown up.
They're just all looking good, though. Five out of five.
10 out of 5.
You're always going off scale.
I'm an off-scale person. 10 out of 5.
If there was a rating of 1 billion, this would be 1 billion.
Yes, definitely 1 billion. Mm. 1 billion and 1.
1 billion and 1. Seriously, after seeing Jackson take off his, shirt and then
yeah, and you were totally like, no, JB, no,
I needed my inhaler. I was hyperventilating a little bit. Okay. Ooh. Well, the next jam that we're gonna go ahead and play for you guys is by was produced by Dream Perfect Regimen. That's DPR. If you recognize that name, it's because we actually reviewed a song by the artist live on one of our previous episodes. Now, DPR is also the company that Rome from C-Count is working on.
Hmm.
And Rome, actually, I did not get to mention this on our last episode, but he actually produced and directed the Bobby Hole up.
Did he?
Yes.
Rome did?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Because on his Twitter handle, yeah, Christian Yu had tweeted, check out my latest work with the team. Had a blast directing this. So, yeah. Rome just busting out these, visually amazing videos and beats.
Well, that's what you need to do once your band disbands. You should just work on creating others.
Yeah.
Making them great.
Just amazing. So, the song we're going to go ahead and play for you guys is called, it's titled Young Freestyle, and it has Live, Sick K, Punchnello, Owen Overdose, and Flow Sick. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Yo, gym rap, but it's sounding extra, extra, extra lame. Put you in your place, call that real estate. Rap in South Korea, that's where we fucking be. Fuck! Sicky, you got me? 너랑 네 친구들의 꿈을 나는 다 알아 여자 가슴 한번 만져보게 아무것도 안 하면서 부럽다고 싫어하는 fuckboy들이랑은 I don't fuck with I don't fuck it man I don't fuck it 너가 원한다면 그냥 바라봐줄 수는 있지 만나고 비 나를 왜 눈물만 더 완벽할까봐 스티비 같이
One in the hole still drunk as 고주망태 feeling like I'm Tony Montana 민식이 답인 영신이랑 나 flow 형 we so veteran throne I'm sorry for 한국인 버전 Who's drilling now rich chicka 비열 시간 알겠지 누가 왔는지 overdose rack MC killer
고운된 덕분에 턱을 꽤 마치 Loading처럼 For the record Break the fucking record Stephon Curry처럼
But I'm Your tourist one I don't Michael 잡아 Air Jordan처럼
I'ma let you finish but Take your mic Taylor Swift Kanye처럼 I've been dreaming perfect All my shit be fuming Touring cities in the future Call that metro booming You don't see me losing 나는 이제 내가 잘한다는 거는 언급하지 않을 거야 굳이 You ran my ass 내 뒤에 태가 예쁜가 봐 뒤에서 나를 그냥 따라오게 두지
무리를 하면 속같이 남의 용동이 난 따라가지 그게 아무리 이쁘더라도 나는 다 냄새가 난다고 보니 acting phony 계속 부려오게 그건 달랐네
He's eating them spicy noodles.
He is.
Well, I've heard this song before. It always plays on an ad. For right before I'm about to watch some K-pop.
Yeah. Such a sick beat.
I like how there's just some dudes just hanging out in the background, like, whatever.
But it's still, like, visually entertaining. That's mm-hmm. crazy.
These are opas.
You'll like it.
I do like this. These are opas.
Such a jam.
Nice opas there.
We won't be able to play the full song on the show, but definitely check it out. You can check it out via YouTube. Because Flow Sick is part is just, yes,
mm-hmm.
drop it. But live has been one of, like, my new favorites. I like live.
I think Flow Sick is gonna be my new favorite.
You like that deep voice.
I like a deep voice.
Well, you know, I love BAP's Jungkook because of his deep voice.
Yeah, no.
I love it.
In Angel?
Voice.
Yeah.
The reason why I fell in love with Top originally, like that mm-hmm. deep voice though.
Yep. That's what got me for Top too.
Yeah. That
deep voice.
Such a jam. Mm-hmm. I love that song.
Pretty good. Like
yeah.
it.
Another you know who keeps putting out jams? Salve.
What did he put out now?
Well, he didn't really put out, but his, but you know, in the interview he had you know, shouted out Dio, and what I've never really mentioned is that the reason why I found, or how I found, Late Night Soca was because I was watching a Dio reaction to a music video.
Hmm.
And that had played at the end of the video. And Dio also does music. Now, he just dropped an album that you can download for free via SoundCloud under his username Dio Music. Dio's album is titled Undeniable. And I had checked it out, and I wanted to play Frosty two songs and also our members. Now, Dio did a song called Riding, which features Salve. And I love this song. And the next song I'll be playing, so too good. Too good. You ready to jam out,
Frosty? I am ready to jam out.
You Let's ready? Go. You ready for this?
I've been driving, man. Trying to figure out these plans, how I'm gonna do it and when I'm gonna do it, you dig? Yeah, check it.
I've been riding by myself, thinking how the hell I get my music on the shelf. I've been grinding all season, I've been grinding all season. Only two things in this life you can choose to do. Either move it to the top or just stand loose. See, all these people talking about what they gon' do. But when it's time to do it, nigga, they don't got a clue. But yeah, you know, I'ma make it. Pops told me, whatever we want, so we just gotta take it. Never fake it, money trees better shake it. Chances falling everywhere, so it's time to rake it. Cause ain't no such thing as just being lucky. Luck is opportunity, meeting preparation. That's the separation. Either you see it or get passed up in no rotation. See the levels to the shit, so get your elevation. Figure the equation, tell your life feeling right. Never stop with the fight, cause you gotta do it, and ain't nobody gonna do it for ya. I said ain't nobody gonna do it for ya.
I've been riding by myself, don't know what's gonna happen, so I'ma keep on driving, yeah. I'ma keep on riding, no. Don't know what's gonna happen, but I'ma figure it out. Just keep on, gotta keep on moving, gotta keep on, keep on moving, gotta keep on, gotta keep on moving, gotta keep on moving.
So that was Dio featuring Salve and his title track, Riding.
I liked it. It was pretty chill.
Yeah, and that's from his album, Undeniable. So chill. It's like a body rolling song.
Mm-hmm.
Body roll through it.
Yeah, definitely.
I love the lyrics, though. You know, you just gotta keep on moving. Just keep on moving. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Moving to another Dio song called On the Low. This one features Easy Leet, which is Salve's older brother, and Dark Angel.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Easy, I saw at the club last night, homie. You know my Cuban ass. I rolled up like, mommy, yeah. Yeah. Told it just like this, homie. I was like,
Mami, muéveme esa nalga. ¿Cómo? Que tú sabes que me falta. And drop it low. Man, we ain't gotta tell nobody, keep it on the low. We can keep it on the low. Girl, we can keep it on the low. We can keep it on the low. I'm just an old-fashioned man, open, no buy you roses. And can I be the one that keeps you warm when you cold? It's cause see, I'm just another man that fell in love. But the only difference is that I won't give up. I see the fire in your eyes and it's real caliente. Girl, let me cool you down like a presidente. Mama wanna, vamos pa' la Habana. Mami, tú eres loca, ya no te hagas mala suena. Y muerde la manzana que te quiero aquí conmigo, mami, toda la semana. If you're getting real, boy, invita a tu hermana que la quiero aquí conmigo, mami, arriba de mi cama. Y yo no quiero fama, solo quiero cama. Ella quiere cuarto, la mesa. Ella sabe que la parto. Ella sabe que la parto. Mami, muéveme esa nalga. ¿Cómo? Que tú sabes que me falta. Drop it low. Man, we ain't gotta tell nobody, keep it on the low. So we can keep it on the low. Girl, we can keep it on the low. Muéveme
esa nalga que la quiero ver. Luego de verla vamos derecho al hotel. Sé que de mi banana tú quieres comer. Otra vez del genio te bata hasta el amanecer. Yes, lo que yo buscaba, baby, ya no me falta. Quería pasarle bien y ya te tengo a cuarta. Me encanta ver cómo esas dos chapotas saltan. Ruécale a Dios porque el culo no te lo falta. Supe por ahí que te gusta la presidente. Cerveza de RD que a ti te pone caliente. Llegale a mi coro que está bueno el ambiente. Pégate bailándome y dime tú lo que se siente. Dios, Dios, que te dio a tu mal, mamá Juana. Porque contigo quería pasarle un fin de semana en La Habana. Pero déjalo durmiendo en la cama y mejor vente conmigo pa' República Dominicana.
Mami, 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 muéveme esa nalga. ¿Cómo? Que tú sabes que me falta. Drop it low, drop it, drop it low. Man, we ain't gotta tell nobody, give it out of low. We can keep it out of low, girl. Say we can keep it out of low. Girl, we can keep it out of low.
Oh. You're like, ooh. That was Dio's On the Low featuring Easy Lead and Dark Angel.
I liked it. It was very poppy. It kind of reminded me, I don't know, just like how the song played out. I mean, they're totally completely different songs. I don't even remember what this song is called, but it I think it's a K-pop song where it's like, I'm a boy,
you're the girl. I'm a boy, but you're the girl. That's a Zico song.
It kind of reminds me of something that Zico would sing about. You know, what I liked it, it was a lot. I like it a lot better than the Riding song. This is more, just because this has more of an upbeat to it.
Yeah. No, Riding was like a nice chill, like body rolling song.
And then this more of like, a get up and move.
Yeah, get up and move, like party.
Yeah.
I just can't express how talented this, these group of friends are. Mm-hmm. This family, like, it's just blows my mind. Why aren't they touring? Can they come to Seattle, please? Or Portland? Or
Vancouver? You guys need to come out here.
Show us the party.
Exactly.
Show us the party. If you guys just want to come here and do like a private party.
I'm down for that.
Down for that too. I think I would just sit there and just be amazed over the show though.
Yes.
Like, because I'm not a screaming fangirl, even though... Inside
we scream, inside but I outside scream. We're like
we just open mouth and stare. We're the open mouth and stare type of girls.
Yeah, but not in the creepy way.
Such a jam, so many jams today. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for our members to hear the songs that we picked on this episode. Let's get into K-pop news though. Now, if you are ARMY, you know, if you love BTS. And if you are ARMY, this one's gonna hurt. We recently got wind that on September 30th, Ratmon went to the doctor to check up on a pain in his leg. And now they are saying that he will be taking a break from performing sessions.
Looks like he might have to go into physical therapy, as they stated that the injury in his leg has the potential of becoming a fracture.
Yes.
And that is not good.
Oh, Ratmon.
But, you know, Ratmon is the rapper, you know? Yeah. He's not the dancer. So hopefully they can at least fix him to the point where he can still come up and he can still rap on stage. But, you know, I mean, his voice is what always gets it for me.
Yeah.
You know? The dancing part that I usually watch in BTS is done by J-Hope more.
Yeah,
I watched J-Hope for dancing.
Now, J-Hope did dance in the teaser for BTS's new album called Boy Meets Evil. So if you haven't seen that, definitely check it out. If you're really a BTS fan, you've probably already seen it, though.
And if you're not...
Go check it out anyway.
And if you haven't seen it yet, because you're like me, and you want to wait for the actual album to come out first, and teasers just make you angry... And you're just like, no.
Frosty couldn't handle those short films.
I couldn't handle those short films. I watched all of the short films, but I was just like, okay, great. When's the album coming out?
I can't do teasers either because of that same reason. Like, even though, like, I want to watch the teasers, I know I shouldn't. Because, I mean, the GOT7 teaser.
I didn't watch the GOT7 teaser specifically for that. I was like, I'm going to be psyched to see this.
Yeah.
And it ain't coming out for another month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I stay away from the teasers. But if you are one of those strong-willed people that can handle the teasers, you know, good for you.
Yeah. In other news, Da-da-da-da-da-da! Seven Opa is going to be coming back.
That's right. So Seven Opa is going to be releasing a new album titled I Am Seven to be released on October 14th. This is his first album in 4 years.
4 years his last and one being, 8 months.
Yep, his last one being released in 2012, just titled Seven. So now we are gunning I Am Seven.
I'm so excited for Seven to come back. Me though. Too. So excited.
Yes.
So excited.
One of my favorite Seven songs is Digital Bounce.
Yes.
With Pop.
Never let the party stop.
Digital Bounce. Digital Sound. Digital Welcome to Digital World.
We're on the same song. It's just different parts.
It's just different parts. Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, we're on the same song.
We are singing the same song.
We're just on different parts of the song. Okay, so a lot of people, a lot of K-pop fans have been talking about the new group that's coming out from Cube Entertainment, and their name is going to be Pentagon. Now, we did watch the Pentagon trailer. This is supposedly Cube's largest boy group. So there's going to be 10 members in here.
So they're trying to EXO it and Super Junior it, basically.
And I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Please let us know. You know, tweet at us, comment at us, whatever. But it sounded a lot like Infinite's Bad.
Yeah. Like, when we were watching it, I was like, bad, 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 bad girl.
Bad, 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 bad girl. And I'm not sure if it was just, like, that violin kind of instrumental in there that was... That was it, or is like the something that Infinite would come out with.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you know, I'm never like, they sound too much like this one group. I'm never like that. I'm always more like,
oh, they sound like this. This is cool.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, you know, Blackpink. They sound like, you know, everyone says they sound a lot like
21,
but you know, I love it. Yeah. Let the 21 sound go. Fucking A. Oh, that sound. Yeah. I'm excited to see Pentagon. Interesting name. Mm-hmm. Pentagon. That's what I was just about to point out. Why their group is called Pentagon, but there's 10 members. But I guess they're pointing out 5 sides and 5 angles.
Which would then equal 10.
Yeah. Look at us knowing our shapes. Not really, though.
Not really, though.
Not really, though.
We're just trying to rationalize why they would call them this.
Pentagon, yeah. What's a 10-sided decagon?
Decagon. Then what they should have called themselves Decagon.
Why didn't they name themselves Decagon?
Decagon. Maybe because Pentagon is easier to say.
Yeah, probably. Pentagon, Decagon. Oh, yeah. I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen.
I have a pen. I have a pineapple. Pineapple pen. P-P-A-P.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pen pineapple. Apple pen. Pen pineapple. Apple pen.
I have a pen. I have a gun.
Pentagon. Oh, man. Too good.
Too good.
Okay. Moving away from K-pop, everyone knows that the big 2016 debate with Hillary Clinton and Mr. Donald Trump went down this week.
And Trumpers are still still clinging on to that hope that that bastard is going to become president.
Damn.
Even going so far as to saying that he won the presidential debate when it's pretty clear that Hillary wiped the floor with him.
Man, I was just cracking up when Hillary was just delivering those disses, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11.
What I think is funny is he interrupted her like 51 times, and then she, and in turn, when it was his turn to talk or whatever, she only had to do it 17 times, you know, because she was supposed to, you know, she can restrain herself.
Wrong.
Meanwhile, shut up. Meanwhile, this guy.
Wrong.
Shut up. Meanwhile, this. Meanwhile, this guy just, you know, like I was watching some of the presidential debates and shit with.
Wrong.
With his supporters. Stop it. With his supporters talking about how he.
Wrong.
Restrained himself.
I feel like I'm singing the wrong song.
I know, right?
Wrong.
I took the wrong road. I'm losing my train of thought here. What I was gonna
okay,
say?
Give keep me a going. Sec-
give me a second to.
Anymore.
Give me a second to get. Okay, so basically they were talking about
wrong.
How he, you know, like how he showed great restraint during the debate, and it was basically like they were talking about a problem child, you know, in a kindergarten class, who is like who's shitting in your locker all the time. And then today he didn't shit in the locker. He showed restraint and didn't shit in the locker today. He showed restraint and he didn't poke fun at the Muslims.
Right. Donald Trump recently called Hillary Clinton disgusting for taking a bathroom break during a debate. And Trump himself never has to go to the bathroom as the shit just comes straight out of his mouth.
Which I believe, and in fact, I thought it was kind of funny how much water he was drinking during that presidential debate, too. You know, because it was just like, when are you going to go to the bathroom, sir?
He's pulling
were you peeing under the podium there?
He's trying to pull a Kim Jong-un.
He doesn't have a butthole.
he doesn't have a butthole.
Donald Trump doesn't have a butthole.
He doesn't go to the bathroom.
Oh my god, I'm gonna tweet that later.
He doesn't go to the bathroom. He doesn't have a butthole.
What? Seriously? Donald Trump doesn't have a butthole. Because Donald Trump is the butthole.
They're terrible. Just terrible.
But I was actually talking to my friend Ryan about Donald Trump the other day. And Ryan actually thinks that Donald Trump might be a hoax set up by the government to actually make people start caring about elections. Because if you've noticed, this is the most talked about election. People actually care and want to vote this time. Why? Because they don't want to see that jerk off in the White House.
But they're going to vote for Hillary.
Yeah. Because I think that's, unfortunately, that is the only option.
Yeah.
You know? And it's either Hillary or the kid who's shitting in your locker. You know? The guy with no butthole. Because he is actually a butthole.
Orange is the new black. Sorry.
Orange is the new black, really? That is so wrong.
That is so wrong.
Orange is... No. You need to get rid of it. No, you can keep it. No.
Oh my God.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
No!
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Orange is not the new black.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. All right, I need to change the subject now. So one of my friends on Facebook actually just recently had a birthday. His name is Lou Pucci, and he's in a tribute band for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which is... CSN Songs,
which, by the way, we will be playing a short clip of their cover of CSN Songs at the end of our show.
So you can also check out more information at the band on their website, www.csnsongs.com. Lou's always posting about Donald Trump, and I've always, you know, like, seen it in my timeline, and, you know, it just makes me laugh, all the, like, just all this bullshit about Trump. Like, I totally didn't really care about politics until I started noticing this crap happening, you know, and he's got an interesting page here, you know, like, with all, the memes. But memes aside, he also posts, you know, articles about Hillary and the debate and stuff. So if you are a Trump supporter, I would say check out Lou's page and read up, because you seriously need to change your ways here. Why would you support? Why would we want a toddler in the White House? You know, I just because you don't want Hillary doesn't mean you should have a toddler.
That's what people are doing, though. They don't want Hillary, so they're going to vote for the other side.
And that's stupid, because that's a stupid way of thinking, because I've seen
not,
that.
Not voting for the other side is just another vote for Hillary.
Exactly. I know it's just, well, I know it's another vote for Hillary, mm-hmm. you know, if you vote for Trump.
No, if you don't
vote for Trump. But, I mean, I was watching this one clip about this grandma who basically said that she was a Republican and she was sticking with the party, but basically she was doing it because Trump was all she had mm-hmm. for that party. And it's like, okay, if your party is supporting a juvenile racist bigot, you need to switch parties.
Moving forward, because we don't want
to... Anyways, yeah, sorry.
Talk about politics.
Sorry. Talking about politics too much.
Let's get into movie news. First, let's go ahead and, you know, give you a little bit of what's coming out. Jurassic World 2 will be coming out.
I'm excited to see that. Is Chris Pratt going to be in this one?
I believe so. He did amazing in number one.
They do that sometimes. They come out with seconds and they're not there.
So, yes, Chris Pratt will be in it again.
Well, good, because I hate when they make sequels and then the main cast not really be there. It's like, change up the sequel then. I mean, like, The Mummy 3, they could have totally continued with that story. And I would have been fine if they didn't replace Evie. They could have just wrote an Evie out.
Oh, yeah. That was
Evie's
sad.
On an expedition somewhere.
Yeah.
Evie can't go right now. She's busy working somewhere. I would have accepted that.
Let's talk about things that we don't want to see. Fast 8.
Without Paul Walker.
Man. It's over. Just stop.
Just stop.
You should have stopped at Tokyo Drift, honestly. Like, just. You shouldn't have even done Tokyo Drift.
Hey, I like Tokyo Drift. There was a lot of gems in that movie.
There was, but I mean, like, as a story, nah, they could've...
I was watching it for gems. They could've... I didn't care.
Gems, gems, gems everywhere.
I don't care. But, yeah, no. Cut it with the, Fast movies. Fast 8 should not be coming out.
Man.
Fast 7 needed to come out because we needed to say goodbye to Paul Walker. But you cheapened it now.
Yeah.
You ruined it. By making it Fast 8 now. Because now that pivotal scene in the end where you see Dom driving away, it's not going to work no more.
Man,
there's
they
no
just
more heart
have.
In that
they
movie.
Just should, they just should not. Should not. Another thing they should not is remake Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And especially don't premiere it on Fox Network, because it's going to be censored and commercialized. No.
I saw that trailer today. And I ran down the fucking hallway screaming your name and saying no. No! No!
I remember, because that woke me up.
No! Rusty! Rusty!
I know. Did you see it? Did you see it? Yeah, I did see it. And Adam Lambert is playing Eddie. And then Riff Raff is being played by the guy who plays Dorian Gray from Penny Dreadful.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's do the time warp again. And Rocky is going to be played by Stars Nair. So he was in Game of Thrones as a Dothraki warrior named Quanno. Kind of, you know, I don't want them to do it. That's how
no,
I feel about it.
Just
they
no,
shouldn't do
I'm
it.
Not, I'm not going to watch it. I refuse to watch it. I'm a die, what is it, die in the wood or die in the wool, Rocky Horror Picture Show fan. I think only Tim Curry can do it. And I heard Tim Curry was gonna be in this.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he's gonna be playing the Dr. No character.
I think they could have saved it for someone different. I don't know. Tim Curry's still alive, yo! Like, fuck!
What are you saying? No one shall play Frankenfurter until the king has fully died. Yeah, no. Just I refuse to see this. I'm not going to see this. One that I did see that I wish I hadn't seen also.
Another one.
The sequel to Blair Witch Project.
Sucked terribly.
Terribly sucked, yeah. I went with a friend to go see that.
It wasn't even better than the first one?
It wasn't. Basically, it was a more high resolution, more fully funded version of the original. Where it was all found footage. You know, only this time you could actually see shit. But it wasn't scary.
I heard the timeline just didn't seem right.
Yeah, there were some time loops in there. Like, people would pop up and be like, "We haven't seen you for 5 days." And then another person would pop up and be like, "I haven't seen you for 5 months." Or, "Oh, it's been 5 years. I've just been wandering around in the darkness all this time for 5 years."
So I'm definitely going to stream that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. The plot was stupid, too. It's like some guy who was the brother of the main girl in the movie, you know, and she disappeared when he was, like, 4. And then he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna solve the mystery. I'm gonna go find her. Yeah, I'm gonna find my sister."
It would have been better if they did, like, a remake of that.
I think they should have remade it.
Yeah.
They should have just remade it with the higher quality instead of trying to make it a sequel.
Yeah.
To it. I mean, and this is sad because, honestly, the Blair Witch Book of Shadows, where it was, like, an original story.
Yeah.
That was actually better than this movie. And that is saying something. Man. Simply because if you have seen Blair Witch Book of Shadows, you would know.
Yeah.
Why I would say this. Because it's bad.
You know what movie that I actually think might be better than the first one is Ouija.
Oh, Ouija, yeah. Yeah, Ouija 2 is coming out. I definitely want to see that.
Looks a lot better than Ouija 1.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a lot better. A lot more suspenseful stuff going on in the trailer that I feel like would still scare me a little when I'm watching it.
Mm-hmm.
One movie we did get to watch is Tell Me How I Die, which actually stars YouTuber Ryan Higa.
Nigga Higa.
Nigga Higa. You know, I'm gonna give this one a really bad rating, even though I really love Ryan, and he did a good part in that movie. I just felt like, okay, so the whole movie is, there's a group of college students who go in and do drug testing for this company, and the drugs that they actually take lets them, into the future.
Yeah, it's supposed to help them improve their memory, but instead amplifies their memory to where they are able to see into the future. Meanwhile, there is a psycho killer trying to attack them.
That's the reason I'm giving it a low rating, is because there was really no need. I felt like going into the movie, I should have been watching something. I expected something along the lines of Final Destination, mm-hmm. where there isn't really a killer. It's just things that are happening and fate, pretty much. Them fighting fate. Because if you're seeing into the future, you're testing fate.
And fate can get pissed off at you and try to kill you because you're testing fate.
Exactly. That would have been That would have been much better than the serial killer thing.
Instead, it was a guy who was on the drugs, who had amplified versions of it, and then he did not experience time in a linear fashion anymore. And then for some reason, because he was experiencing time in a non-linear fashion, he just decided, "I'm just going to kill everybody."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like,
and it's just like, why would you do that? Doesn't make no sense.
But yeah, I didn't feel like the serial killer should have really been in there. I don't know. I think I would have enjoyed it more if it was more of a Final Destination kind of movie.
Yeah, I think it would have, because I was actually hoping they would go that way too, but instead it's like, oh, we're going to have one of the patients took too much of the drug and is now not experiencing time in a linear fashion, so he's just decided to kill everybody.
But props to Ryan Higa. I mean, like, the reason why I even picked that movie to watch was because he was on the cover of it. Yeah.
It's like, look, he's in a movie.
He's in a movie, let's watch it!
Another interesting thing, though. Nathan Kress, I don't know if many of you know this, but I had younger siblings and I was forced to watch iCarly when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
And Freddy, who was played by Nathan Kress, appears in the movie Tell Me How I Die.
Oh, but he's wearing a beard.
And it was just hilarious because I'm like watching this and I'm like, who is that kid? He looks so familiar. And then I'm like, oh, it's fucking Freddy from iCarly. And then I'm like, I see you wearing that beard. I see you lying about trying to hide your age.
I see through your shit.
I see through your shit.
It is time to say adios.
So, girl, adios.
Adios.
Adios. You know I really meant it.
But you make it hard to say.
Anyways, at this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to the Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Like, comment, and share because we just love. And if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.
I wanted to dance every second. It's a great band. I would see them everywhere they go.
Absolutely amazing.
Would you see them again?
Yep. Yeah, I would.